I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Matt McAllister. It is Wednesday. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And let's let you listen to our Share Your Salary from today, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. But here she is, retention specialist Jamie, which none of us had any idea going into this what that meant, but we found out.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that vehicle licensing Audrey is making $32,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Jamie with a Y from Tacoma. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. And yourself?
Doing great. Thank you for calling in and being a part of Share Your Salary, especially since it sounds like you might actually be at work right now.
I am at work.
Yeah, you got your work voice on. Very different than play voice. So, Jamie, we are going to put a minute on the clock, ask you as many questions as we can about being what is a retention specialist. So we're going to figure that out here in 60 seconds. We'll play a song when we're done, collect our thoughts, we'll come back, we'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. You're going to share your salary, Jamie. Is that okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, here we go. We have 1 minute on the clock. Again, a retention specialist, Jamie. If you're ready, Emily, fire away.
What does a retention specialist do?
We do full wraparound services. So housing, academics, counseling, you name it, we do it.
Are you working with teenagers that need a little help to get through high school?
So we work with 16 to 21-year-olds who disengaged from K-12 and are now coming back to the community college, working on high school and college credit at the same time.
So are you part of a public school?
We are partner with a public school, but I work at a community college.
Uh-huh. So in the pecking order of totem pole things, are you higher or lower than just, say, a professor?
Lower than a professor.
Do you need a college degree to do this?
Yes.
Are you in a union?
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
Almost 10 years.
Do you have a master's degree?
No, not yet.
Do you get summers off?
Nope.
Do you get a bonus for every kid you help?
I wish. No, I'd be very rich.
Sorry, Emily. That is all the time we have. Oh, so many questions. We could go on all day. Jamie in Tacoma, the retention specialist. Fascinating. Never even heard that as a job title before. So we can't wait to find out how much money you make coming up here in about 3 minutes. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to guess, I will use one of your guesses. You know the drill. Put your name and where you live on it so I can give you some love on the radio for texting into 46150. And again, if you can hang out for 3 minutes, retention specialist Jamie is going to share her salary, tell everybody how much money she makes doing this.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us right now at this very moment. In fact, she is at work. Retention specialist Jamie. We've never heard that job title before, so we had a lot of questions. We got a lot of answers. Emily, you want to recap?
So she is partnering with public schools. She works at a community college. And let me see if I get this right. Basically, you're working with kids that have maybe left high school early and now want to continue their education?
So they haven't graduated from high school and they're needing help getting back on track. And so they come to the community college to do that.
So she's been doing this 10 years. You do need a college degree to do this. She doesn't have her master's yet and she doesn't get paid bonuses per kid that does good, but she wishes she did.
Emily, per usual, since you're always the winner, even though you always get cut off asking questions, right. You got to go first.
This one, I am so confused.
But somehow you just persevere and you fight through and you always win.
Because you've been doing this a long time and you are a part of the union, I'm going to go 54.
All right, I'm going to use a text message because I always do. Stephanie in Des Moines, appreciate you taking the time. 38. Ooh. And again, I just think teacher, I get the union and I get all that and retention specialist, but we've seen low salaries before. It's a shame, but we do it. Slow Joe.
You know, I'm going to shoot right in the middle. I mean, I do think she's doing it for the love, not the money, but she's been doing it for 10. So I'm going to give her 45.
Okay, Slow Joe splitting the uprights. I'm on the low side of things at 38. Slow Joe's at 45. Emily's at 54. But Jamie, none of that matters. What really matters is how much money you make every year as a retention specialist. So let's get to that. Let's share your salary. What's the number? What are you making every year, Jamie?
$51,000.
Shocker. Emily wins again. Ugh. Boy. That's new.
Are you trying? Are you working on your master's degree right now?
I am actually switching careers and working towards a master's in nursing now.
Oh, wow.
Hey, is it nice because the kids that you're working with want to get back in the system and realize that they've had a taste of what it's like being out there on the streets with no education and they really want this and they're driven?
Yeah, most of the time that's the case, and they come back and do amazing and then transition into university. And a couple of our kids are actually pursuing PhDs now that were in program previously.
Do you deal with more boys or girls?
Well, because there's more women in the world, so more women are in program, but it's pretty good mix.
Okay, how many of those women are knocked off track by getting pregnant?
Actually, less now that I've been doing this for longer, but I would say maybe 10%.
Oh, thank you, sweet baby Jesus. As a bonus father of a 16-year-old girl in high school, thank you, sweet baby Jesus, and everything that is holy out there, even you, Oprah Winfrey. All right, Jamie, listen, we love you. Thank you for doing what you do and helping these kids get back on track. We wish you had $1 million a year. You deserve to make $1 million a year. We love you.
Thank you.
There you go. Retention specialist Jamie. By the way, that is Jamie with a Y and an E, no I. Mm-hmm. Following along here. Mm-hmm. $51,000 a year. And yes, Emily thought it was water retention. I thought it was memory, perhaps.
I mean, yeah, I had no idea.
I still don't know if the title makes a lot of sense, although it's like retain your high school college status or something.
Get out of detention and be retentioned.
Yes.
Your exactly. command of the English language is something to behold.
Yes.
I mean, appreciate it.
Scholar.
You barely got turducken out today. Turducken?
I did so good the first time.
Yeah. Why is that hard for you to say? I would think of all things, turducken would be like right in your lane.
Well, there was some alliteration with it the first time. So it was like this.
The friends, family, pack, turducken.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounded like a Volkswagen on acid.
The turducken.
Way to go, Em. By the way, could either one of you ever be a teacher?
What do you mean?
Why not?
Well, Jamie was just Share Your Salary podcast. She's a retention specialist. She works with kids. I'm asking, could you be a teacher?
I think I could.
We know there are some teachers in the area, not that it's about money, that are making pretty decent coin.
Mm-hmm.
Some that barely make a living. I can see you teaching English lit or English writing. You know, you read enough. I don't know if you can speak.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate English.
But you're a reader. You're a voracious reader.
Yeah, but I would
reader.
Hate teaching it. Mm. I would teach, I probably do, if I was going to be a teacher, I would want to do elementary school, like kindergartners.
That kids that don't know any better?
Well, just more, I like littles.
There's no pressure. I mean, all you do is go in and play.
You're
like
teaching them the basics. It's a little more fun. You
crisscross
get a nap
applesauce,
time.
A nap right. time, sit on your square.
I'm pretty sure I'm down for kindergarten, too.
Do head lice.
Yeah.
How intimidating would it be to work with not only high school kids that have a brain and know stuff, more than you?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I speak a little bit of experience here. I have a bonus daughter who's 16.
Yeah.
And we think we're on top of things, but we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
But imagine, and not only that, but like what Jamie teaches, these kids that have like, fallen on some hard times, some scenes, some stuff,
mm-hmm.
been down some, like, kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're streetwise children as well. I don't know, maybe it's easier if it's a one-on-one type deal versus a classroom.
But nowadays, high school, no chance for me, especially with everything. You can't, like, I had some great teachers in high school, but, you know, they would pull some stuff, and they would get your attention by any means necessary when they had to, and, you know. And I was an instigator, so often I was like the recipient of whatever they were throwing. And now with every kid has a cell phone out, and they're videotaping everything, and they're setting these teachers up to say something, or they're just trying to like instigate like an incident they can put on YouTube. And then like a lot of times it's just like you're guilty until proven innocent if you're ever, you know, bounced back from like a social media incident.
Matt, would you do literature? Like be a teacher if you have to teach.
Maybe history too. I think history is fascinating. My favorite college course was Native American history. I would be all over history.
If I had to teach a subject, like if I had to, I'd want to do like honors or AP math, like calculus.
Oh God, what? Yeah, you're the only one.
But especially, well, with honors and AP, I feel like the kids want to learn more so because they're fast tracked. But yeah, math is fun.
So back to Joe, what we were talking about a second ago. You know, I think it's even tougher, too. The mentality has changed, too. Like, when we were kids, or we were in school, teachers, you know, your parents respected the teachers, and the teachers got the last word. If you got in trouble at school, your ass was grass.
Right.
Nowadays, these parents, and I've seen it, they always take their kids' side, and they coddle, and they go after the teacher like the teacher's doing something wrong. So in that regard, too, like you were talking about the lack of, I would say, physical discipline, and I saw kids get kicked and hit, and we had a guy that was in Vietnam, used to have flashbacks in the middle of class and like beat his head against the chalkboard. Kids weren't so protected. And in a way, it was a good thing because kids knew they couldn't mess around.
Oh, yeah.
And nowadays, I don't even know how they discipline kids because their mom will come running in and be like, "Ew, how dare you, child!" Like, they're blind to the fact that their kids are still kids and they're probably little a-holes.
Oh, yeah.
I know our kids are probably little. I know my 13-year-old bonus son's a little a-hole. He got in trouble at school, but I hear it, man. I hear parents talking about teachers like they're the dumb ones.
Totally.
Like, what happened to the day where teachers got respect? Like, it makes me angry. And the kids come home, and I get... Some of the schools aren't the best, and some of the school systems aren't the best, and they don't have the money. And I hear about the kids that come home, and they want to come home early because they're watching movies in class, and the teacher's talking about how they went to Vegas and got drunk. Like, I get not all teachers should be put on a pedestal, but in the same regard, like, it really bothers me when I hear parents disrespecting teachers. Like, they are still in charge.
I feel like the kid should be guilty until proven innocent.
Totally.
Like, the teacher saying it.
Yeah, and granted, I think those bad apple teacher cases are few and far between. That's just somebody doing their job.
Yeah.
And regardless, it's an adult. You respect adults before you respect kids.
And some schools are so brutal. I mean, you kind of you get it after a while. I mean, there are schools, you see it all the time. They're always posting these videos on Reddit and stuff like that. And the kids are just attacking teachers.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, God, like I wouldn't be that motivated to teach if I like had to fear for my life.
Oh, yeah. How about best movies featuring teachers? Like, a couple that come to mind for me is the one with Morgan Freeman. Was it called Stand By Me? When he goes in with a baseball bat? What one was that one? He's like, he plays Principal Joe Clark. It's a true story. Stand By Me is the kids in the camp.
Yeah, they're Standing to Deliver.
Standing to Deliver is good.
Yeah, it's not the Morgan Freeman one, though. That's the one that our banner that we used to work with used to always do
Let me just Google that real quick. But
Dangerous Minds, obviously, is a good teacher movie.
Dangerous Minds is good.
Yeah. Kindergarten Cop, It's Not a Tuma.
It's Not a Tuma.
It was Lean On Me, Stand By Me, but true story, boy, that came out in 1989.
Yeah, I don't think
about
I've ever
Dr.
even
Frank
seen that.
Napier from New Jersey. He's the guy that made national news because there were so many drug dealers selling to his kids. He locked the doors on the school with chains, but he did it so the drug dealers couldn't get in. But then the fire department it was like a fire hazard because the kids couldn't get out.
Right.
But he locked down his school and he would walk the halls with a baseball bat. And if he saw a drug dealer, he'd beat him up.
Yeah.
And it worked.
That was a true story, wasn't it?
True story, yeah. Dr. Frank Napier was the guy. East Side High School in New Jersey. But it worked. He kind of like adopted all the kids and was a father figure and all that. It's great. It's a great movie.
Another great teacher movie?
Yeah.
Matilda.
What are these movies you're talking about?
They're not the good teacher movies.
Uh-huh.
They just happen to be about a teacher.
She ends up living with her teacher.
Yeah, but that's like a magic movie, right? Like,
well, she has special.
Okay, let me give you a couple. I just Googled it. Yeah, Stand and Deliver, by the way, is number 2 on the best list.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But some good ones: Dead Poets Society.
Oh yeah.
School of Rock. Lean On Me is right there. I'm glad mine is on. Dangerous Minds, you said, I believe. Michelle Pfeiffer, Freedom Riders from 2007.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I don't either. But let's see, Finding Forrester. Remember that one with Sean Connery? And he befriends the really smart kid from the inner city.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
a writer, and he's
you're the man now, dog, or whatever.
Exactly. He teaches him what BMW stands for. Anyway, that's kind of cool. I like the topic, man. Good teacher movies. I also liked... the one that made Matt Damon and Ben Affleck famous, where he's the janitor.
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, that's a great. That's a Robin Williams movie. But it's Robin Williams teaching him. I think it qualifies.
Yeah, it's a college level, I guess. I tend to think of high school when we're talking about these kind of movies.
Remember the Titans. More of a football movie.
Yeah.
But it's on here. Half Nelson, I've never heard of, from 2006. Easy A.
That's not a teacher one, but
Emma
I love
Stones?
It. That's the one where she pretends to have sex with people, like the nerds, to make them popular, but she's not actually having sex with them.
Okay, all right.
It's a great movie, but not a teacher movie.
Hey, I'm gonna completely derail this conversation, if you don't mind.
I was just really getting into it.
Well, I'm just about done. I want you guys to hear this.
Okay.
Well, can we get whatever the...
That was it. Oh. Let's just move on. It's good. I mean, Teacher from 2009. There's a movie called Teacher that came out in 2019.
Teacher.
But I don't
what
have
about
any.
Bad Teacher? Wasn't that with Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake?
Not on the list. Yes, Joe.
So I got this voicemail just a second ago. I want you guys to hear it.
Hey, Joe. This is Max. I talked to you once before about the salary thing. I'm a Department of Defense contractor in Afghanistan. I'm back in the country. I missed you last time. I had to leave the country on short notice. If you're interested, give me a call back this week. I'll see you later.
Yay!
We were so excited about
man.
That guy.
By the way,
good interruption. It was share your salary related. Yeah, I thought it was going to be his mom about her poops or something. Constipated mom up in
Golden. I may have mentioned that.
Hill.
Golddale. I do like, I'm excited, but I'm also apprehensive because I remember last time he was like, oh yeah, I'll be ready, but I might be drunk. Like, I feel like we have to, like, as soon as we're done with this podcast, we almost got to call him right now because he just called a few minutes ago.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, we could do it. We could do it in here, yeah?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, let's do it, because I want that. I want to get that one in the bag.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
All right, so that's coming up, and I think, too, with Veterans Day weekend approaching, that would be a really good one to do on Friday.
Yeah.
If we tape it now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, listen, we love you guys. Check back tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow, for Share Your Salary, we have construction project manager. I want to say it's Paul?
No, we had to postpone, so we went with hazardous material disposal guy.
That's right, waste disposal guy.
Yes.
And, well, David.
David.
So that'll be tomorrow at 8:10. We love you guys. See you then.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.